Let's quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for worship. If our acolytes will come forward and light our candles for service. Thank you, Ariana and Olivia. Thank you, Ariana and Olivia, for your special services that you give us in the morning for our lighting of our candles. Let us join in we're on the air. We welcome you to Sandusky First United Methodist Church, and we also welcome our radio congregation. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing our morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, your worship leader for this morning. And our acolytes, as I said, were Ariana and Olivia. And Melissa Ogden is our pianist. So if you're able, let's stand and sing our first praise song, number 3016. It's in the little green book if you'd like to have a book. What a Mighty God We Serve, number 2. And we'll sing it through twice. If you'll join me in the call to worship. I am about to create a new heavens and a new earth. Thus says our God, the Holy One. Be glad and rejoice in this new creation. Celebrate all that is coming to you. For your weeping shall be met with rejoicing, and your suffering will be overtaken by new life. You shall build homes and live in them. Plant gardens and eat from them. Whenever you call, I will answer. Heaven and earth will be filled with my peace.
Everything will become a new creation.
Let us pray. Loving and merciful God, we give you thanks. You bring us strength when we feel weak, courage when we cannot stand. You fill our hearts with your glory and bless our being with your grace. You protect our lives in your care. Not one hair on our heads shall perish, nor the smallest flutter of peace perish in our souls. Amen and amen.
Please join us in our opening hymn, number 89. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys want to come up? Okay, come on up. I didn't see you two over there. I thought you were practicing for the program like all the rest. Come on up. Come on up. I almost did the wrong thing. Won't be the first time. No, won't be the first. How are you ladies this morning? Good. Good. I've seen you singing. I've seen you praising the Lord already, and that's an awesome thing, isn't it? That's a wonderful thing. Y'all look so beautiful this morning. Very, very good. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about being fearless. What does being fearless mean to you? Is there ever anything that you're afraid of? Yes. Oh, that's not good. Spiders. We're talking spiders up here. She does not like them, and they came down. One came down from the ceiling when she was reading. So she is afraid of spiders. Yes. She almost fell off her horse. That's a fearful. And it was really muddy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, that would not have been good if she landed on your leg. I wouldn't have wanted you or the horse to fall, either one. She caught herself. Very good. Very good. Yes, those are scary things. I'll bet if we went around the room, there'd be people sharing other things that they're fear-filled about. Fear is kind of a natural thing, but this morning I'm going to talk to you about the fact that Jesus says, "Do not fear." And we're going to hear a lot about that once we get into the Advent season, because even the angels said, do not fear. Do not fear. And you know what? In the Bible, there's 365 places that it says, do not fear. What else is 365 days? Yeah. Days of the year. So God wants us to remember that every single day we are not to fear. He doesn't want us to fear. He wants us to fill our lives with hope and to know that no matter what is going on, that he is there with you and for you. So we have to live fearlessly. And I'm going to talk in a few minutes about some of the things that might help us to remember how to live fearlessly in our life. Some things we can't control. Some things we can, but some things we can't control. So in those times when we can't control what's going on around us, we can live fearlessly for Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Can you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, for each one of these young ladies and for teaching us how we can live fearlessly and how we can look to you whenever we have questions. Whenever something comes up that we do not expect, and immediately our reaction goes into adrenaline and that fear moment, help us to not let that encompass us, but to remember your name. And even if we can't remember anything else but Jesus, 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 we know that you call. You come whenever we call out your name, and even when we don't call out your name, you're there for us. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. The new heavens and the new earth. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be an infant who lives but only a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child, and the one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in it, or plant and others eat. For the days of the tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people of blessed by the Lord. They will, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear them. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. Neither will they harm nor destroy on my holy mountain, says the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. We now will have, the pastoral prayer.
Thank you. We have many prayer needs on the bottom of our bulletin. Continue to pray for those who are grieving. Continue to pray for those that are struggling with illness or recuperating from tests or surgeries. Please keep all of those that are on your hearts close in prayer. Do we have unspoken needs in the room today? Unspoken? Yes. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayers. Let's go before the Lord this morning. The altar is always open. We're going to also pray for our shoeboxes this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come into your beautiful sanctuary to worship and praise your holy name. Lord, for these boxes that have been prepared to go so many places all around the world, Lord, places far and near, to children that might not get anything otherwise. So we have just a great amount of boxes up here today. And I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you for each and every effort that has been made to bring joy and a smile to the faces of those that are in receiving end of getting one of these boxes. Thank you for the hands that have prepared them. Lord, you have blessed us abundantly this week with being able to open our doors again to the community, and for a wonderful breakfast that was served for hunters and those that aren't hunters. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for each one that has come here to represent maybe others that also were not able to be here today, for our congregation that has gathered as one, Lord, and on the radio, listening and sharing with this worship experience. Thank you, Jesus, for the many opportunities that we're going to have in the next coming weeks of all the things that we are able to share in together as your people. Lord, we ask for your blessing on this service today. We ask for your blessing on the church conference later this afternoon. We pray for safe travel. We pray, Lord, that all of these plans that have been made for this next upcoming year, we will be able to bring honor and glory to your name through each and every one of them, that we will make you proud with our efforts, Lord, and that you will help us in so many ways to bring the good news to those who need to hear it. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful sanctuary and for allowing us, Lord, to come in out of the chill air outside today. We pray that you will bless our time with you. Heavenly Father, we just want so much to be strong. Often we're not. We wish so much that we could be unaffected by the world and give all of our anxiety away, and yet we hold on to our worries and our fears as if they could bring us some sort of comfort. Nothing brings us comfort like you do, Lord. We want to be brave and to have courage to release the trappings of this world, to reach for something that's really real. When the world falls apart around us, Lord, we want to be strong. Lord, we thank you for bringing us that strength today, that we might place our hope and our trust in you when all else fails. Keep our hearts from being idle and our souls from giving in to despair. For you are always waiting to bring us new life, to encourage us, and to give us everything we need to move forward in the ministries that are so desperately in need of in this world. We give you thanks, all honor and praise. May they be yours, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray these words together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And now we'll hear a beautiful choir anthem, We Give Thee Thanks. Thank you so much for that choir. I'm going to be reading to you now from the New Testament. It may look a little different. There may be a few words that are a little different this morning because I'm reading from a different version, but I'm sure you'll be able to follow along from Luke chapter 21. If you look that up in the New Testament, and then we're going from verse 5 to verse 19. Luke 21, 5 through 19. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word today. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this morning. Maybe some of you had the opportunity to read a book called Fearless by Max Lucado. I did a number of years ago, I did a study on that in KPAC. Fear is something we can all relate to, I think. We know what it is. We felt the effects of it at one time or another, whether it's something like a spider or whether it's something that you're in fear of for your family, or many, many other things. Jesus tells us this morning in Luke 12:32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So if you don't remember anything else this morning, usually there's one little tidbit that we can remember on a Sunday morning. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The reason God wants us to not be afraid concerning money, finances, our lives, or many other things of the world is because that fearlessness, that freedom from anxiety, will magnify some great things about the Lord. And I just chose five of those things this morning. So firstly, not being afraid shows that we treasure God as our shepherd. Think about that shepherd image today, because over the next weeks leading up to Christmas, we will be talking about our good shepherd, won't we? We'll be talking about shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. We know what it means to be a shepherd, and Jesus is the best. He protects us. He shields us. He puts his life on the line for us. He would go to any length that it might take to protect us. Fear not, little flock. We are his flock. He is our shepherd. And if he's our shepherd, then Psalm 23:1 applies. The Lord is my shepherd, right? We know that verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is, I shall lack nothing that I truly need. Now, our list of what we truly need and what we truly want are two different lists, are they not? What we think we need is not always exactly what God knows that we need. He provides for our needs and sometimes turns us away from what we want to show us a better way, to show us a different way. Secondly, this morning, not being afraid shows that we treasure God as our Father. We treasure Him as our Father. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, Scripture tells us this morning. We're not only his little flock, but we are also his children. He really cares and really knows what we need. And he's going to work for you on your behalf to be sure that you have those things on that list that you do need. He equips us for every good work, and he provides just when we think, we're maybe at a loss. I know that in one of the first churches that I remember attending, any kind of a board meeting or some sort of a church meeting, I remember that there was rejoicing almost to the point of tears if when we looked at our treasures report, it was not red numbers. And we might think that's silly, but we knew that that came from God. That those black numbers, that we had made it through the month, that we had done all the ministries we needed to do, we had provided everything that we needed to provide for the many different, just like we do here, the many different places that our money goes. All of those good deeds that are done through those ministries, he provides. And I know at another point, at another church that I've served, that we were also very proud to be in the black at the end of the month. And I'm not saying that we had all these extra accounts on the side. I'm talking that was all. That was it. And if we were in the black, I don't care if it was $2.50, we were in the black. And we had used the money that had come in to bless others, to bless the ministries of our community, bless the ways that we were able to open our doors and do what God had asked us to do. And I know that it was a blessed thing, and there would be times starting probably about October that in the one church that our treasurer would say, I don't know how I'm going to pay for the insurance at the end of the year. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know how we're going to pay the end of the year bills, some of them that don't come due till the end. Maybe it's like that in our own households, right? We're thinking, oh boy, we got something big coming up here, and how is that going to happen? But you know what? With faith and trust and hope, so many occasions the treasurer would come back, you know, towards the end of December, and she would say, I don't know where it came from, I don't know how it happened, but we've got the money to finish out, and we still got some left. Now, we always knew where that came from because God had provided. He provided a way for us to continue to do his ministry. And I know that he will continue to do that in your lives as well. It doesn't happen just in church, but it happens in the world as well. It happens in the world as well. God provides exactly what you need when you need it. And he never fails to come through when we need him the most. Thirdly, not being anxious shows that we treasure God as king. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He can give us the kingdom because he is the king, right? He is the king. This adds a tremendous element of power to the one who provides for us. Shepherd. Shepherd means protection and provision. Father means love and tenderness and authority and provision and guidance. King talks to us about power and sovereignty and wealth. Our Lord provides with all of those things. He has the power and the sovereignty and the goodness and the graciousness and the generosity to bless each and every one of us. Fourth, not being afraid shows how free and generous God is. Notice that he gives the kingdom. He doesn't sell the kingdom or rent the kingdom or lease the kingdom. He's infinitely wealthy and does not need our payments. So God is generous and free with his bounty. And this is what we magnify about him when we're not afraid. We show that we have trust in him, that we have faith in him, that he is able and willing to do whatever needs to be done. We need to trust him with our needs. Fifth, not being afraid, not being anxious shows that we trust that God really wants to do this. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It delights him. He's not begrudging. It makes him glad to give us the kingdom. Not all of us may have had fathers like that who were made happy by giving instead of getting, but that sorrow is not the main thing here anymore. Because now you can have such a father or a shepherd, a king. So the point of these verses and that particular verse is that we should treasure God as our shepherd and father and king who is generous and happy to give us the kingdom of God, to give us heaven, to give us eternal life and joy and everything we need to get there. If we treasure God in this way, we will be fearless and God will be worshiped. You know, I learned a lot from that book, Fearless, from Max Licato. And I'm going to give you just a couple of his wise words this morning. Fear, it seems, has taken a 100-year lease on the building next door and set up shop. Oversized and rude, fear is unwilling to share the heart with happiness. Happiness complies and leaves. Do you ever see the two together? But think of this morning. Fear never wrote a symphony or a poem, negotiated a peace treaty, or cured a disease. Fear never pulled a family out of poverty or a country out of bigotry. Fear never saved a marriage or a business. Courage did that. Faith did that. People who refused to consult or cower to their timidities did that. But fear itself, fear herds us into a prison and slams the door. But I'm going to tell you one that holds the keys to that door. And his name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he has the keys to help us escape from those fears, to help us not be locked behind those doors anymore. A lady once told me of how she lived in fear most of her life. And then she married a person that kept her in a home where she wasn't allowed to go out and interact with other people very much, and not even her own family. And she felt as if she was kept prisoner. And she lived that way for many years, I would be willing to say 7 or 8 years, until she decided that she didn't want to live that way anymore. And she left. She left one day when this man was at work. And she had been so afraid to go out those doors all that time. She was afraid to leave, afraid of what the outside world was going to bring. But I believe it was the Lord that inspired her to make a change. And I believe it was the Lord that kept her on the path to knowing him and having a relationship with him, and knowing that there was a loving Father out there, a loving God who took care of her needs and led her down the right path to a new life. Now, maybe most of us haven't lived in a situation like that, but maybe we've kept ourselves locked in a room, per se, afraid of what a challenge might be outside of our comfort zone. Maybe we've locked ourselves in a room of our own making. Today, Christ calls us to live fearlessly, to go about the world knowing that he is the King. He is in charge. He is empowering and all faithful. And he doesn't just pick and choose who he wants to help. He wants to help all of us. He is a generous and gracious God. And he is here for every single one of us. I pray that today that you can allow him to take those keys and unlock that door for you, that you can have the experience of knowing him and loving him and honoring him by sharing the good news with somebody in your life today. Maybe it's a next door neighbor. Maybe it's a friend at work. You get the opportunity to share what you have been given with somebody else. What a blessing that is. Live a fearless life, not afraid of serving and honoring the Lord. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for teaching us your ways. Thank you for giving us the blessing of this day. Lord, please help us to be faithful servants. Help us to not be fearful of what the future might bring, but to be confident in your presence, knowing that you're always there. We love you, Lord. We long to be with you. And until we are, Lord, I pray that you will guide our path, pave the way, Lord, for us to minister as you've called us to minister to those that need to hear your words so desperately. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen and amen. May we have our ushers come now for our tithes and our offerings this morning. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these tithes and these offerings. Lord, may they be used to bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, help us to be faithful in our giving and faithful in our ministries, faithful in all that you have called us to do. And we ask for you to bless abundantly those that have given. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Our closing hymn now is 98 in your hymn book or on the screen, "To God Be the Glory," page
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Our benediction is responsive this morning. People of God, the Lord calls. Amen and amen. Let's sing Blessed Be the Tie in our closing. Amen. Enjoy your day. You're welcome to come for fellowship time.